huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. How can you get more followers with less content? New social media growth tips for 2022. So I'm going to share with you seven, I guess they're hacks. Hacks as in leverage. How can you get more followers with less content? How can you make more income but not being on social media 6 hours a day? How can you go more viral? This is what I mean by hack. So number one, and these are all on my Instagram story if you want to go and screenshot my latest Instagram story either now or at the end of the talk. Number one is something that is really underestimated, and that is commenting on other influencers' content. So I have a Facebook account manager because I'm a diva. No, because, you know, I'm quite prolific on Facebook. Do you know, getting a social media account manager, that's harder than marrying Melinda Gates. That's how do I get rich, Rob? I'll just marry Melinda Gates. She's just come out with about 50 billion. But getting a social media account manager is really freaking difficult. Really difficult. Because I'm pretty prolific and have been for many years on Facebook, I've managed to bag myself an account manager. I didn't have to sleep with anyone to do it. I would sleep with Mark Zuckerberg if he told me the algorithm. I'd take one for the team. But a little tip I was given by my Facebook account manager. She said, Rob, most people now on social media are just posting. And so what we've done is we've changed the algorithm a bit. And we will give more reach for you commenting as well as posting. So you'll notice if you go on the Facebook main feed, you'll notice there it actually has an instruction for you to comment. It asks you to comment and it says you'll get more reach if you comment more. So go and follow all the top influencers in your niche and in the wider niches and engage with them. Now, I've been doing this for 3 years without knowing it was a thing. And when I learned that it became a thing, I started doing it more strategically. Now, if you think about it, posting on someone's comments is just a normal behavior. But if you do it in a way that creates a subthread, you will gain more followers on Instagram and Facebook. You absolutely will. I've been told by my Facebook account manager. So my recommendation to you is this. We'll do this in little steps. Step one, follow many big influencers, you know, big influencers on the planet on Facebook and Instagram. Now, I find the ones where this works the best are the ones who do engage in their comments. Some influencers don't engage in their comments at all. And so when you post in their posts, if you get a reply from them, that's when the virality can really kick off. Or when other people agree or disagree with you. So I'm going to let you sort of follow my lead on this, because there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. If you just go onto someone's social media and go, yeah, man, thanks, you're a legend, whoa, that doesn't really work. It doesn't gain you any growth or following. It's nice, of course, but it won't grow you. However, if you go and create discussion, debate, polarization, little bit of healthy disagreement, not trolling. I don't like trolling. I'm not a troll. I'm not a hater. I'm not a critic. But I've just wait a minute. What's gone on there? I've just put my link, my Facebook link. There you go. Yeah, that's it. There's some weirdness going on there. I'm going to put my Facebook link at the top on the Clubhouse room, because if you go follow me on Facebook, just check if that works, by the way. There's a link at the top on Clubhouse. Now, if you go and follow me on Facebook, how I do this. So I follow Robert Kiyosaki. I follow Dave Ramsey. You know, these guys are big in the space of money and entrepreneurship. And I get so much engagement when I comment on their content. Maybe I don't agree with. For example, Dave Ramsey says all debt is bad. I fundamentally disagree. I've got a $25 million real estate project I've just finished. We made £13,477 net profit in November 2021. That's a fact. I'll post it on my stories. And we have £14 million worth of debt on that. So that's good debt. And I know that works. And Dave Ramsey says all debt is bad. So I'll go and disagree with him. I'll go and create discussion and debate. I'll go and put my point across. Of course, all of his hardcore fans go and criticize me and troll me and hate on me and call me this, that, and the other. That creates a massive buzz in the subthread. And bang, it helps with my reach, my impact, and my growth. I've become friends with, or remote friends with, Dan Bilzerian, who's the, you know, the big sort of Instagram, what would you call him? He's like a playboy, I guess. And I commented on one of his posts, hashtag no days off, with a photo. And I said, look, Dan, surely you've had one day off, come on. And is it maybe not good to have a day off a week? And, you know, is this hustle culture maybe not that healthy for the long term? Anyway, he just replied saying, don't take all my stuff too seriously. And so then I just replied saying, well, how am I supposed to know what's true and what's not and what's a joke and what's not? And then there were thousands of subthreads, and I gained 12,000 followers from that, just from all the engagement, the criticism, the discussion, the debate. Half of them saying I was a troll. Half of them saying I actually made a really good point. So when you comment on other influencers' content and you create discussion, debate, and healthy argument, you could do worse than that. It's just I'm not a troll and I'm not a critic, so I don't like to do that. I wouldn't want people to just hate on me, so I'm just going to hate on people. But that will really grow your social media channels 100%. So on the Clubhouse room I'm running right now, I've put my Facebook link at the top. I'm going to take it down in a minute because I don't want it to distract. But if you follow me on Facebook, if you're not already, you'll see that's where I do most of my newsjacking, which is number four that I'm going to share with you. And that's where I do a lot of the commenting on other influencers. Now, go and follow a few influencers. Every day, follow a few more influencers. When you follow some influencers, it has the related influencers. Go and follow the related influencers. By the way, when you make your comments, make them more than 7 words. Ideally, put an emoji in them. Maybe make them a question. I actually had someone who worked for LinkedIn, and they said our algorithm is more than 7 words, question, and an emoji. And that's the going to get the best response on a comment. So they even told me what to do because they don't want your comment to look like it's copy paste or a bot. So if it looks like a bot, they'll treat it like a bot. So don't do copy paste. It won't work. It'll have the opposite effect. So what I'm doing is covering 7 social media growth tips and income from social media for 2022. I just want to say thank you for following me wherever you are, wherever you're listening in. If you're not actually following me, you're just listening but not following, make sure you hit the follow button on whatever platform you're on. I'm going to take my Facebook link down now. I'll put a new link up in a minute because I've actually got a gift for you all. So make sure you stay to the end because I've got a special gift for you. In fact, do you know what? I won't do it at the end. I'll do it in a moment. But don't go anywhere. Right. So number two then is on social media, there's new monetization tools kicking off all the time. And 2 new ones are TikTok subscriptions and Instagram subscriptions. So I have a TikTok account manager. I'm not the biggest TikToker in the world because I don't wear leggings stuck up my ass. I don't shake my booty around. I don't get, you know, they have these. Have you noticed the bikinis are getting skinnier and skinnier? I sound like such an old man. But I've managed to grow my TikTok, probably 117,000 followers in a few months by creating content. Now, look. Content is content, whatever gains you virality. But my point is you don't have to be an Instagrammer, an influencer, a celebrity, or get your kit off or do silly dances to really grow on social media. So I managed to get a TikTok account manager based on my growth on TikTok. And she said to me that subscriptions on lives is coming soon. Do you know now TikTok is bigger than Facebook? And Facebook are very, very, very threatened by TikTok. Let me know if you're using TikTok, by the way, or not. Just let me know in the comments. Now, TikTok is something I probably was a little bit old school on and thought was for the kids. But Facebook was for the kids 20 years ago. Instagram was for the kids 10 years ago. But they're a market matures. But my TikTok account manager has tipped me off that when you go live now or coming very soon on TikTok, there'll be a subscription feature where people can subscribe to you and pay you a subscription for your Facebook lives. Sorry, your TikTok lives. It's the same on Instagram. My Instagram account manager told me again, 2 or 3 months ago, I was told this, that when you go live on Instagram, so I'm currently live on Instagram as well as on Clubhouse. So make sure you're following me here on Instagram. Thanks for all your kind comments, by the way. My Instagram account manager tipped me off a couple of months ago. She said, we're going to be bringing in subscriptions on Instagram lives. So I don't know if you've noticed, if you do follow me doing more TikTok and Instagram lives. Well, look, I do these things for love, yes, but I also love the money too. I do it for love and money. And anyone who tells you they don't do it for the money, be skeptical of them. So I thought, well, why don't I do more lives on TikTok and Instagram, build up the following, the equity, the relationship, etc. And then when subscription comes, I'll just unlock it, figure it out, get a bit of advice from my account manager, and then I'll have extra income streams. Now, get this. You need to listen up to this. There is a lot of income streams related to social media. Now, I'm just going to list them off. Now, I want you in your mind to say yes or no if you're monetizing what I'm about to say. So just in your mind, go yes if you're creating monetization from this tool, and no in your mind if you're not. Do you have Facebook supporters, which is the subscription platform on Facebook? Do you get the Facebook stars? That is a donation feature or a currency feature on Facebook. Do you get in-stream live ads? When you go live, afterwards, ads are streamed into your live stream. Have you done any paid live events where you get paid to do live events? Facebook, you basically get paid to do Facebook Lives on Facebook. Have you got brand partners who pay you to appear on your content? That's five different ways to monetize Facebook. It's New Year. It's also, in a couple of days, the 6th year anniversary. So if you go right now to robmore.com/pod, that's robmore.com/pod. I've got not one, not two, not three, but four gifts for you at that URL, robmore.com/pod. It's in the Instagram comments. It's also pinned to the top of the page on Clubhouse. Now, I've got one ask, because I've got four special gifts which only my rob.team members can usually access, they're only paid for. But I'm going to give these four gifts for you for free in exchange for you subscribing to my podcast. That's my only ask. Is that a fair deal? So if you go to robmore.com/pod, do it now. You'll see on that page at the bottom, there's four special gifts. Pop your details in. I don't spam. I don't pitch. I don't funnel. You'll get once a week updated and valuable content in the form of YouTube videos and podcasts and blogs. That's it. All content. But when you go to the thank you page after you've popped your details in, it's going to show you a link to my podcast on iTunes, if you use Apple, and it's going to show you a link on the right-hand side to Stitcher if you use Samsung or you don't use Apple. So all I ask, and I'm doing this on trust, by the way, because I'm giving you the gifts first, go to robmore.com/pod, pop in your details, just name, email, don't need your phone number, it's not, I'm not going to be outbounding you. And then on the thank you page, just hit now, go and subscribe to the podcast, whether you're on Apple or not on Apple. Now, let me let you know one of the very special gifts, because this is really valuable. So I've just listed five ways to monetize Facebook: supporters, stars, paid live events, brand manager or brand advertisers, and ads fed into your Facebook lives. Again, in the comments, let me know, yes, if you've got any of those turned on, and no, if you haven't, because everyone just commented no. So when you go to robmore.com/pod, you'll see there that one of those gifts is a 20-page document on the 20 ways to monetize social media and instructions on each page of how to unlock each tool. So what a lot of people say to me is, oh, Rob, it's all right you talking about Instagram subscriptions and TikTok gifts and Instagram badges and ads and sponsors on podcasts and premium and ads on YouTube. yada yada, but how do you actually unlock all these monetization tools? How do you get all the ads fed in, or the supporters, or the stars, or the badges unlocked? That's why I've created this 20-page step-by-step. Every page is one monetization tool. It gives you the link, the where you have to apply, the criteria you need to meet, etc. So I don't know anyone else who's offering actual step-by-step guidance on how to unlock all these social media tools and features, but I am. So that's one of the four special gifts if you go to robmoore.com/pod. Okay, I want to carry on though, so I'm just going to let you go and do that. Do it now. I tend to talk fast. I'm covering seven social media hacks for growth and income, commenting on other influencers for growth. I gained 12,000 people from one comment on Dan Bilzerian's Instagram post. Madness. Subscription features coming on TikTok and Instagram. You've heard it here first from the horse's mouth. Number three is multi-stream lives. So I don't know how much you value your time, but what you probably don't really feel comfortable doing is going live on Clubhouse for an hour, then going live on Twitter Spaces for an hour, then going live on Facebook Audio Rooms for an hour, then going live on Instagram for an hour, then going live on TikTok for an hour, then doing a YouTube video, then doing your podcast. You'd have to be a full-time creator, and maybe you haven't got the time for that or the inclination for that. So a hack is to take one unit of time but repurpose it on multi-platforms to create multiple units of time and therefore multiple streams of income from one unit of time. And I'm actually doing this live here right now as a demo. So I'm live on Clubhouse. I'm live on Twitter Spaces. I've only just started using Twitter Spaces. Not exactly breaking the Twitter Space internet with how many people that listen to me, but I've just started. I'm also live on Facebook Audio Rooms. I'm also live on Instagram. Now, I sometimes go live on Wisdom as well, but I've actually done this talk. I often create a podcast at the same time. Now, if you could see me in my little studio at home, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, I've got 6 phones now. I've got a couple of old iPhone 8s. They're only about $150. I just bought the new big 13. I got the small 13 there. And so now I can go live on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok, which are obviously visual platforms. But then I can also go live on Clubhouse and Wisdom and Facebook Audio Rooms, which are audio platforms. And I can now go live on 6 channels simultaneously, one unit of time into 6 content assets. If I record the podcast episode with my Shure SM7B microphone, that's not a flex. I don't even know if this microphone's any good or how much it costs, but that's just telling you what it is. Then I've got the podcast as well. If I extract the video from the live, I can make YouTube videos out of it, Instagram Reels out of it, TikToks out of it. So I can take one unit of time and create 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 units of time. This is multi-stream living on content repurposing. Someone has just said, so do you have a family plan for all those phones? No, anytime I get a new phone, I keep my old phone. And also I just buy the oldest iPhone you can buy that still has the, I don't think you can do Facebook Audio Rooms on an older than an iPhone 8. I'm not even sure you can do Clubhouse on older than an iPhone 8. So, no, it's not costing me thousands of pounds. And by the way, it's a business expense. When I started, it was really overwhelming. Oh, I've got to bring people up on Clubhouse. Oh, I've got to engage on Instagram. Oh, shit, I've only got 3 people on Twitter Spaces. Oh, my numbers are going down on Facebook Audio Rooms. Ah! But you get used to it in the end. And now it's just me talking, engaging with a few phone devices. By the way, if you're listening in on the Facebook Audio Rooms, if you donate stars like Terry has, my friend Terry there, he's in the front row, he's at the top, he's donated some stars, he's got himself to the top, he's got a shout out from me. So if you donate stars now, you can get to the front row, I'll give you a shout out. And when the recording is done and the Facebook audio goes onto my Facebook page of 172,000 people, your shout out would have been heard. And your profile will be seen on my profile. And so your profile could be seen by up to 172,000
followers. So all of you that are listening that aren't in the front row on Facebook audio rooms, do what Terry's done. Donate some stars. It'll bang you up to the top. If you're listening in on Clubhouse, I've put a link at the top. And that link is giving you access to robmoore.com/pod, which I've got four special social media growth hacking and social media income gifts. So if you haven't yet gone there, make sure you do that. They're free, by the way. Now, the reason I'm giving away free gifts, other than it being New Year, I always like to give more than I take. But also, I'm celebrating the 6th year anniversary of my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So the link is at the top and the link is in the comments on Instagram and Clubhouse. Okay, number four ways to hack growth and income and virality on social media is newsjacking. So I'll be honest with you, I never did this for years. I didn't want to do it. It seemed a bit bleh. The thing is, I'm British. And so being British, it can make you a bit reserved, skeptical. Oh, I don't want to try that. Oh, that's a bit salesy. Oh, that's a bit spammy. Oh, I don't want to disagree with anyone. You've always got a reason. Oh, we're just too polite. And so I didn't want to comment on stuff that's in the media and put a strong opinion out there in case I upset someone. Or in case people thought, oh, Rob's just commenting on the news to get followers on social media. And so I resisted it for years. What an absolute twat. Had I not resisted it for years, I'd have more followers than Jesus Christ if he was alive. Jesus Christ would be better at promoting his religion if he had social media. And I've got the proof. Because if you go on my Facebook page, you can see probably once to twice a week, I have a video that does between 50,000 and 1 million views. Now, I have 172,300 followers. I've grafted the building of that over 7 years. And normally, someone of that kind of following would normally get 1,000 to 5,000 views per video. But you see on my Facebook page, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, 500,000, or 1 million views. So sometimes I'm getting 2, 3, or 5 times more views than I have followers. That's quite rare, because I've figured out how to hack virality on Facebook. Now, by the way, I'm not the finished article. I haven't figured out how to hack virality on Twitter Spaces. I've just started using it. And there's four of us. But I want to thank the four of us on Twitter Spaces. I've been testing out new Facebook audio rooms. I was the first person in the UK to get the feature and run a Facebook audio room. I want to thank Arlie and Terry for donating the stars and getting on the stage. But on Clubhouse, I've been doing a room most days and I'm now at 286,000 followers. So I have figured out some growth here. I'm not just, these aren't flexes, you can see them, it's fact. And by the way, there's people with much bigger following than me. But if you go on Facebook, for example, you can see people with 2, 3, and 5 million followers and they have a 10th or a 50th of the engagement that I have. So the main thing that's hacked me virality on Facebook, especially, it really works on Clubhouse as well, by the way, is newsjacking. So I don't know if you see in the Clubhouse rooms, we've got a mutual person we know in Clubhouse who we've done rooms with called Nelson. And he basically, Joe Biden this, COVID that. And he gets really big rooms because people love the news, the media. They love to argue and debate about stuff that everyone's talking about. So the strategy for newsjacking is when something in the media is noisy and it has energy, you create content on it. You either share it or comment on it or agree with it strongly or disagree with it strongly or create your own piece around the piece. So for example, there was a chap who fired 900 people on a Zoom call and everyone on social media was slating him. That's so cold, that's so hard, that's so cruel. And I did a post saying everyone's slagging this guy off on social media. How would you fire 900 people remotely? Would you put them all on an airplane and bring them to the office? There's no easy way to do that. And if you don't fire the 900, you lose the other 3,500. And what about his mental health? Maybe he was really worried about it, blah, blah, blah. And I posted something on that news, but gave my own thoughts to it. And that had hundreds of thousands of views. Now, the great thing about linking this together is because I've unlocked all the monetization tools on social media. If I do a live, I can earn on the ads on the live, or I can earn on the star donations or gaining new supporters. So it's pretty powerful when all this merges together. So jump on that media. Now, I'm going to just pause on my seven tips that I'm giving you to give you something general but holistic. There is one reason why a post goes viral. There is one reason why you or anyone else will share a post. And it's called energy. Virality is a transfer of energy. Some people say to me on my lives, "Rob, why are you always shouting on your content?" Because I'm trying to give you energy through a freaking phone, an old iPhone 8. I mean, shouting and spitting on my old iPhone 8, trying to get my energy through me, through the phone, through the fiber optics to the other side of the world and out into you. And the more energy I can transfer from me to you, the more likely you are to engage, to share, to discuss, to debate. So actually, all growth on social media is energy. So your job is to transmute and transfer energy. Now, let's bring it back to newsjacking. With new, if I talk to you about something going on in my life that you know nothing about, you have no energy around it. Whereas if I talk about something that 100 million people are talking about, that's massive energy. So newsjacking is leveraging the existing energy on the internet, in the media, and on social media. It's like a surfer hitting the surf at peak. This is why the COVID, the lockdown, I shouldn't say they might get canceled. COVID, lockdown, Omicron, mask. This is why all of these get massive virality and any normal person can get a million views. Because everyone, there's so much energy on COVID, lockdown, etc. So what you do is you check the news every day. You see what's breaking. You see what's big. You see what's got massive virality or massive energy. And this is the important bit on newsjacking. You have to get in on it early, because if you try and hit the wave of the surf as it's coming down, you won't get as much virality. If you break the story or you're one of the first people to share it, then you're much more likely to go viral. So check the news in the morning, check the news in the evening. Now, the reason I resisted newsjacking is because I thought, oh, it's just leveraging or, succeeding off the back of something in the media. It just didn't seem pure and wholesome. I used to be an artist, you know. I love Rage Against the Machine. I'm a bit, you know, anti-politics and commercialism. But I didn't understand the energy part. Now, what I'll do when I do a newsjack is I'll link it to something I'm passionate about, I'm deeply in favor of, or I'm angry about, or I'm pissed off about, or I won't stand for, or is in my niche. So I don't know if, for example, you're a vegan. If you're a vegan, you probably feel really strongly about cruelty to animals. So go for it and jump on any media that's about veganism or the killing and the cruelty of animals. You know, Ricky Gervais in that terrible, is it the Yulan Dog Festival, you know, where they really, they torture and kill dogs and they eat dogs. And Ricky Gervais hates it. And he goes mad on that, mad. And he gets millions and millions of views and virality because he's so passionate about that. Because when you've got passion of the subject, there's already energy there. I'm telling you, my good friends, this is the big one. If you can get your head around newsjacking and bridge your content in to the content that's already in the media, you're going to go massive or bigger than you could have dreamed of in 2022. Elon Musk, he's a great viral one. If you're in businesses and you, an entrepreneurship, and you comment on things about Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or billionaires, or should they be taxed, you're getting pretty guaranteed virality there. Now, if you go to the link, robmoore.com/pod, the second of four gifts there is 19 ways to 10X your following on social media. So I actually 10X'd my following this year. I went from 500,000 views in 7 years. Sorry, I went from 500,000 followers in 7 years to 1.1 million followers in the next 9 months or so. So I actually did 10X my following. It's not just a random, 10X. So on robmoore.com/pod, I will send you 19 ways to 10x your social media following, or the mistakes I made, or the lessons I learned, you know, how I became one of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse, how to hack news jacking, how to create great content, what makes content go viral. That's all at robmore.com/pod. I've put the link at the top on Clubhouse. I'm going to put it in the Instagram live. Now, I only have one ask for you. I'm not charging you for this. It is kind of around the new year, but my ask for you is you subscribe to my podcast on the thank you page. That's my only ask. I'm doing it out of trust. I'm giving you the gifts first, and then I'm directing you to my podcast rather than asking you to listen to my podcast first. I'm doing that out of trust and love and, you know, give to receive. My ulterior motive is I want to go back to number one in the charts. It's just quite as simple as that. I'm going to be 6 years as a podcast creator in a couple of days' time. Currently number three in entrepreneurship in the world, and I want to be number one. That's straight up my ulterior motive for giving you all these gifts at robmore.com/pod, P-O-D. Okay, I've got a couple more, then I'm going to hand over to the lovely Calm. Thanks for tuning in, wherever you are in the world and whatever platform you're on. Just do yourself a favor and make sure you're following me, because I do try and do content every single day, just about. Did I even do content Christmas Day? Maybe not Christmas Day. Okay, so number five ways is to interview people. So if I interview Emily Lyons, then are any fan of Emily Lyons I could find, because I'm going to put her name in the title and on the keywords. And if I interview her, she might share it on her socials, or we might split screen live on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. So many of Emily Lyons' followers may not have heard of me, Rob Moore. But as soon as I interview her, they see her interview with me. They now know me, Rob Moore, and now they can follow me. So the more people you do collabs with and interviews with, the more of their following you can reach. So this is a great way to grow. Now, when you start, you could go and try and get the big names as guests. Do you know what? For every 100 people you ask, you'd probably get one or two or five big names, even if you're quite new. Some big names will be interviewed on everything. My friend Grant Cardone will pretty much do an interview on everything, for example. I know other people like that. But you don't always have to go for the big names. If you've got 10,000 followers, go for people with 100,000. If you've got 1,000 followers, go for people with 10,000. Go for people who are really good in your niche, but not really famous, or got good followings, but not really famous, or quite famous, but haven't got a massive social media channel yet. And these people are more likely to say yes to be interviewed by you. Now, on my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, I've interviewed 16 billionaires, Floyd Mayweather twice, the biggest actress in the world at the time on Game of Thrones when it was at peak, and that's when I interviewed her. Many other amazing celebrities and entrepreneurs and people with 100 million and 400 million and 700 million and billions. And so I've reached their audience. So, for example, when I interviewed Jordan Peterson, I gained 35,000 new followers from one video. When I interviewed Ollie Ollerton, I bet most of you haven't even heard of him, I put one of the cuts onto TikTok, got 3.8 million views and gained 50,000 followers from one video, which was a 15-second cut of an interview with someone you haven't even heard of. That's powerful shit. So, number one, comment on other people's social media, especially influencers, for growth. Number two, subscriptions are coming on TikTok and Instagram. Number three is multi-stream lives and content repurposing from one channel to multi-channel, live, video, audio. Number four is newsjacking. Number five is interviewing guests. And then I'm going to leave you with this final one. And that is, people say, oh, ignore the haters. No, embrace the haters. The haters are great for virality. I put a post up today on my Facebook page with a picture of a development I've just finished. And I just said, hey, I've just showed my kids around this development. It's bloody massive. You can see on the photo, I couldn't even get me and the kids and the building in. It's 159 tenants, 99 apartments, 135,000 square foot. I just put, I thought, a fairly humble post. Hey, I'm just taking my kids around the development. They're actually showing an interest in me for once. Couldn't get us all in the photo. 99 apartments, 159 tenants, $25 million value. 13.47 million net profit in November. Have a massive year. Keep at it. It was hard. You know, took 4.5 years. Never give up. You know, it was something like that. And one guy went, oh, flats, flats are evil, flats are awful, it's the ghetto, and just massive criticism. And that's had 65 sub-replies. And that is by far and away the single best content comment on those 300 comments so far. And I only posted it earlier today. Embrace the critics, embrace the trolls, embrace the haters, because they make you go viral. They get all the discussion and the debate. They get people agreeing with them. They get people disagreeing with them. They are brilliant for your growth. Now, a little warning. If it causes you a lot of mental distress, or they're proper trolls, or it becomes stalking or abuse, of course, block, ban, and report. But sometimes people are a bit too sensitive. I would say get in, read some negative comments, build a bit of a thicker skin. If you want a bit of fun, go and read the comments on my Facebook page. There's loads of negative comments. Fuck them, I don't care. You know, I'm actually not that offensive. I'm not that controversial, even though I'm quite forthright. But the critics, the trolls, the haters, the punks, the wankers, the bellends, the hurt people, the angry people, they are your greatest gift for virality. The algorithms love them and you should love them. So go in and stoke some debate. Go and ask them to explain. Go and discuss with them. Go and disagree back with them. Go and give them the oxygen they need. And you, my friends, will go viral. Okay, cool. So one final thing. I just want to remind you of a gift that I have. It's no cost to you. It's robmore.com/pod if you haven't gone already. There are four gifts waiting there for you. Now, before you go, my ask is that on the thank you page, you subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast has tens of millions of downloads and subscribers over the last 6 years, almost to the day. It's almost the anniversary. Interviewed 16 billionaires, Floyd Mayweather twice, the biggest actress in Game of Thrones, and a load of famous people I haven't even mentioned. So that's an amazing gift in and of itself. And I'm giving you that for free. But if you go to robmore.com/pod, there's four other gifts. My only ask is you subscribe to my podcast on whatever channel you're on, Apple phone or non-Apple phone, once you popped your details in. There's 19 ways to 10x your social media following. There's how to build a vast personal brand. There's 20 ways to monetize your social media content. And there's also a VAPA and social media manager outsourcing document, all waiting for you. That's right. Someone just put it in the comments, robmore.com/pod.